What up, guys? Welcome to Archive TV. I'm Shane. Thanks for joining me again for another Strain review. Today, we are checking out another classic. I know I kind of been on my classic kick lately, been trying to hunt down some old school strains that we do not yet have reviews of on the channel to do videos on for you guys. So the next one up is the blueberry. This particular batch is grown by Noble Farms, and this cut they're calling the old OMMP blueberry cut. It's been with them since the Oregon medical days. They've been growing it for 15 years plus. And they've been around that long as well as a brand, started in medical and then have transitioned over to Rec. So another one of those cool Oregon brands, kind of like I've been telling you guys, that was an original medical player and then has transitioned into the Rec market and brought a lot of those classic strains that you don't see so much in a lot of other states like California. A lot of those old school cultivars, they brought a lot of those with them and kind of have been infusing it with some new hype stuff, crossing some of the old strains with some newer, more modernized stuff. So it's been really, really cool to see. This is another one of those brands out here that I've really just kind of enjoyed checking out the variety on their menu. But this is going to be the first strain of theirs that we've reviewed here on the show. Again, blueberry. Classic old school strain. I'm not sure if this one has any relation to DJ Short's blueberry, or there's another cut I think they call the 85 Oregon blueberry that was big out here. I would imagine there's some relation there. Just based on the initial, first impressions on this one, definitely reminds me a lot of the DJ Short blueberry. That's the cut that I was most familiar with. Used to get a lot of blueberry back when I lived in Santa Cruz in 2008 to 12, kind of in that time frame. I know it was popular, obviously, a lot earlier. Strains been around since the 70s. The DJ Short blueberry, I forget exactly, it was an Afghani Thai land race cross of some kind, just a really, really old school classic strain with a unique flavor profile. I've always noticed that at least the blueberry I used to get back in the day, it was always a lower THC variety, not like the craziest, gummiest, resin laden weed. But I always felt like it swung a little bit above its weight class when it came to how it smoked. It would smoke really light, but it would still have kind of a long lasting, really pleasant effect that I felt like a lot of people really used to be into. You guys know the drill here. I got one rolled up already. We're gonna pack up a bowl in the MMP just to get a little dry hit taster, but let's dive in for a look at this stuff. This looks pretty similar to what most of the blueberry I remember seeing back in the days looked like. I always felt like it had a pretty balanced but more indica leaning effect, but would interestingly have these kind of smaller, real spherical buds with some nice pointy tips on them, but they never really would get too big. I actually grew DJ Short's blueberry when I was like 16, the first time I ever grew weed in my life. I grew a few different things in the room, some purple dragon, some Hindu skunk, and I grew one plant of the blueberry, but I just remember it was standout from everything else, and this being the first time I had ever really been around weed plants. And got to see like different growth characteristics from different strains. The blueberry was the one that we were just always the most excited to get in the room and take a look at. Compared to the other stuff that we were growing in there, it was a pretty robust plant. Didn't really know what we were doing, so it might have just been that it was the easiest plant to grow of those varieties. But the aroma on that thing was crazy. It was just like a blueberry muffin. It was a lot more like sweeter, muffiny on the plant, and then I remember the way it smoked, it had more like a sour kick, almost like a blueberry shock tart or something like that. Like more kick than you're expecting just based on the flavor. But yeah, just like a classic smooth smoke. Blueberry holds a special place in my heart, just sentimental value. And then just another one of these nostalgic strains that I don't come across as often anymore. And you don't see this stuff for a while and you really start to miss it, so. Let's go ahead and dive in here on the first little taster here. Get our first impression on the way this one's smoking. Fire in the hole. Oh yeah. That's blueberry for you. Really, really smooth smoke. I would say like, If you were trying to turn somebody on to weed, you thought they might have it in them to be a stoner, but they've never really been exposed to it, or they didn't like it, or the skunky stuff. They don't like the smell of skunk. You know, it's just too much for them. This would be a perfect strain to try to convert somebody. It's just like a really inviting, pleasant aroma. I don't think anybody would be offended by the smell of this. If it was like a perfume or something, I would have questions if somebody didn't like this smell. And it just translates over to the flavor so well. It's such a smooth smoke, really easy on the lungs. It's not like that sticky, lingering flavor that's just gonna be mouth coating and stick to the palate 10 minutes later. It's definitely more fleeting, but it's just like a nice, smooth flavor that invites you to wanna just keep smoking more. It definitely has like a, it's definitely got the sweet blueberry thing, but it kinda has this like chalky Play-Doh thing to it, maybe also. I don't know. Do a little more research here. Yeah. I like it. This is old school. I definitely love reminiscent on some of these old terps. There's something about the sensory smell memory connection too. I'm like having a hard time focusing now doing this video because I started talking about that grow and now I'm thinking about all these other things. This just sparked so many other memories that just sent my brain down a bunch of other tangents. Kind of a cool aspect too of smoking some of these older strains too. They might kind of teleport you back to a place in time, especially once it starts working upstairs, if you know what I mean. Really, really like the way that smokes through the pipe. Super, super smooth, pleasant smoke, pleasant flavor. Really strong aroma on this, guys. I just got an eighth of this stuff, so rolled probably a gram and a half in this joint. Just got a couple grams left here on the table, but it's just permeating and filling the room. There's definitely like a little bit of like a spicy, kind of more Afghani thing in there too. But yeah, it's really dominated by that super sweet kind of artificial blueberry Play-Doh terp thing. I like it. Let's spark this joint and see how she's tasting in a paper. Yeah, it tastes nice. It does have a little bit of that like modern day pastry thing in it. I gotta say, like it almost has like a blueberry toaster strudel or something, like a creamy blueberry. Chalky doesn't really make sense when I say that at describing a flavor, but if you guys are familiar with like classic Blue Dream or like a Green Crack, that type of thing, just think of what they have in common. That's kind of what I mean by chalky. This has a little bit of that, but it's definitely more like on the sharper side of that, more like the Green Crack than the Blue Dream, which is interesting for this one being a blueberry. But man, it's really, really, again, just a really, really pleasant smoke. If somebody doesn't want to smoke something harsh, doesn't want to smoke something offensive smelling, like this is just, I imagine this being one of the strains that would just appeal to the widest variety of people. Really, really nice. Joint's got a nice clean burn on it, nice white ash, a little bit of sweat going. Got me a little bit of sweat going on the forehead here as well. I'm really enjoying this stuff. How you guys feel about this trend of trying to hunt down some of these classics to do reviews on? You know, I kind of looking through the strain library of our reviews the other day, and like there's a lot of stuff on there that I didn't realize we had, but a lot of stuff that I thought for sure that we had done reviews on, you know, certain points in time that we didn't have anything up. So kind of made me realize, you know, at first I'm thinking about, okay, what kind of strain should we review? What should I be looking for? I'm thinking of all the new hype stuff that we haven't done yet. And I realized, like, man, we missed a couple classics along the way too. So definitely kind of trying to revisit the strain library right now and kind of keep my eye out for anything new and intriguing, obviously, but also some of the stuff that deserves credit that we might have missed along the way. And obviously blueberry, you know, holds a huge place in cannabis history and overall, you know, strain lore. So definitely glad to be able to smoke this and do a review for you guys. Some good cultivators out here in Oregon, man, I gotta say. Really, really impressed with this from Noble Farms. I tried their peanut butter pie also. Really, really liked that one. I got a couple other jars here from some other companies that we're gonna do reviews on that look pretty promising just off jar pop and first look. So definitely excited. It's definitely refreshing for me too, having, you know, been doing this in California and Colorado for the past 10, 15 years. It's cool to get into a new market that there's like some different shit out here that people are into, some of it new school, some of it old school. But all these little pockets that you go to around the country, around the world, they all kind of have their own thing that they're smoking out there. And it's cool to see. And it's refreshing if you're somebody who's smoked weed for, you know, decades, but kind of stay in your own, you know, little pocket. It's cool to get out there and try some different stuff. Honestly, couldn't be happier with how this one's smoking. Not 100% sure how long they flowered this one. I know DJ Short Blueberry was always ready, like right at 8 weeks. I know they do a 2 week jar curing process. I didn't look at the date on this, but I'm pretty sure this one was pretty fresh. Yeah, harvested 3/7. So just about a month old. And obviously super, super pungent, super, super strong smell. Like I said, just really, really pleasant, inviting, nice blueberry aroma. Yeah, I like this stuff. Yeah. Definitely want to keep hunting down these classics to review for you guys. If you can think of any off the top of your head, go ahead and throw them down there in the comments. Let me know what you guys would like to see us review next. While you're there, hit the bell, subscribe, do all the stuff. With that being said, see you on the next one.